We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I think it's time to call it, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a fantastic season for the Rick and John Show when it comes to our election process.
There's very negative gestures going on out here in Flowery Branch towards you right now, Mark. Not from me, from these guys.
One-finger salutes, I'm assuming.
It's a little bit more vulgar than that.
It was a tough campaign. Look, it was a tough tour. We said things that I'm sure we all regret and we wish we could take back.
Not so much.
Not at all. And everything I said.
Well, I think we can call it. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest with us here in studio. To call the election results, may I present to you the one and only Street Underboss, Sean Thompson is here.
Oh, I love the tribe. Loving that right now. Now, you know, I'm here to keep everything super official. I want to make sure there's no hanging chads, no absentee ballots missing, nothing going on. We're keeping this real official. So I would like to announce the results of the Midday Show presidential election. We had over 1,400 votes, and the results are as follows. With 16% of the vote, it's Rick Kamla.
Nice.
Thank
you all for voting for me.
Man. Come on, brother.
That just flipped, by the way, within the past 5 minutes.
Paul Bible, 17% of the vote to come in third place in the Midday Show election.
I'm just glad I don't have to do research material anymore.
Well, as the assistant program director, I'm going to have to overrule that.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Sean, as you can see, some are taking the L better than others.
That was part of the campaign, Sean. Good luck with that.
Well, speaking of L's, the person that took the second most amount of L's would be John Michaels with 30% of the vote.
Well, the thing is, Florida just okayed that felons could vote, so I know now I will win. Because all the people that were not allowed to vote can vote today, and they'll all vote for me.
By the way, can we just talk about how serious this was behind the scenes? Like, I remember yesterday I asked Paul Bible, and I said, you know, I was like, Paul, how do you think it's going to go? Well, you know, Mark has the Georgia and the Brave vote. I'm like, that's a thing? He's like, well, I have the Second Amendment vote. Like, he's like, you guys really have your target demos. It's serious.
We do. And mine's with the felons, and I know that with them being allowed to vote now, I got a chance to win.
You know, and also, don't forget, Johnny Michael called those Yahoo Georgia and Braves fans, called them out for voting for me, using the term Yahoo fans.
I did not use Yahoo. But I will say, the Howdy Doody vote was all there for you.
All right.
He's got teeth. He's on the big screen.
All right, you guys can ignore it and try to not talk about it as long as you want, but the winner, and still your Midday Show president getting 37% of the vote, is the one and only Mark Owens.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Street Underboss out.
Great job, Smooth. Awesome. Hey, Mark, congratulations, man. These guys don't want to give you any credit, man, but congratulations. It was fair and square. We all had our time to campaign, and we had speeches, and you won, brother.
We're having the victory party at Boomers tonight, so if y'all want to come join me over there.
Boomers. Well, I will not concede because, again, the felons were not allowed to vote, and I know those 1.4 million votes would have came to my side of the equation, but either way, you won.
How can you not concede?
Now we just...
You actually just did concede saying, you won, but you're not going to concede.
No, I'm not conceding.
The more the semantics with John Michaels.
Here's what we know now. We'll have Brian Gephardt and CCV in at least 100 days next year.
You're damn right.
Mark's got to take his weekend. Yeah,
bring
long,
a little
long
more
weekends.
Country. First thing, I want a little country music to get out of here. Little King George. George Strait is your president.
As all the headphones are being taken off here.
See ya.
I'm
cranking this up. No more sports talk. We're going King George for the rest of the day.
You're just changing the entire format of the radio station. Okay. Wow.
Oh, that's awesome for us. Talk less and make the same money.
Is this a democracy or a dictatorship?
It's a markocracy.
A markracy? I don't know. What the hell?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.